The following show contains explicit content.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a podcast about things and stuff.
Hi.
Hey.
I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, I was trying to actually think about when the last time was that we did this. A month ago?
It said Chatty Wampus at the beginning. I'm like, wait, what?
What show are we doing?
Welcome to, I think this is episode 19 of Chatty Wampus.
Who fucking knows? I don't know. I'm on the show.
Know?
I don't know.
Let me look it up.
I just show up.
Let me look it up.
I do what I'm told. He'll beat me if I don't show up.
I'll beat you?
I didn't show up 2 weeks ago and he beat me.
I did. Yeah, you're right. Episode 19. The 19th episode of this fine show. My name is Jack.
I'm Nicole.
Her name is Nicole.
I interrupted you. Because I'm a dick.
And, yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
But, yeah, we're here. And exhausted.
We
we're both zombies.
Yeah, it sucks. Because we're young. We're reasonably young.
Yeah.
It's Friday night. Like, this is when shit happens. And
yeah.
I have such a lack of a fucking life that I'm probably just going to go back and stream League of Legends.
Nice.
That's sad.
Some people would love that.
Eh.
The fact that you're a girl and you just said that is really impressive.
What sucks is the fact that there are some League of Legends streamers out there who have so many viewers that my little video, where two people are watching it, is all the way down at the bottom. Like, no one will watch my shit.
Well, that's why you gotta use this as an outlet to plug it.
Oh, yeah. Twitch. If you like Twitch, you like watching League of Legends, and you like watching me now not be able to play any music because they're going to mute my videos because I'm playing copyrighted music.
Oh, really?
They did. I didn't realize it, but like I was talking to someone, they're like, I can't hear you. And then I looked at my video when I was done, and they muted most of my videos because I've been playing Pandora in the background because other people have done that. I didn't realize it was going to be so bad. I guess it's something they're cracking down on recently. But when I go back, I'm actually going to not have my music on so that hopefully they won't mute me. But yeah, on Twitch, my name is Dude Kid Hey, DodKidHey. I stream shit. I don't have a schedule. I stream shit.
You just do it.
I just do it.
Yeah. Speaking of copyright claims, on Reddit today, someone posted a thread and it said, due to a copyright claim, the original Rickroll has been taken down.
It was a copyright issue. I saw that you posted that the original video was taken down. Is it a real Rickroll, though? Do you go to the video and then it's there?
Yeah.
That's awesome! At first, I was going to be like, oh, that sucks. And then you started laughing, and I was like, no.
I posted it on Facebook, and people were like, oh, that's terrible, no. I'm like, you guys didn't click on the video, did you? Because I clicked on it at first and started playing. I'm like, I don't get it. And then I'm going through the comments, and everyone's like, ugh. Like, the highest one was like, touche, good sir. And I'm like, I still don't get it. Oh, it wasn't taken down.
I just got goosebumps just because it's like just the resurgence of... I mean, when was Rickrolling big? A decade ago?
2007, because the original Rickroll was the Grand Theft Auto 4 trailer. Someone said that they had, on 4chan, they said they had a trailer for Grand Theft Auto 4, and this is, mm-hmm. you know, in the days of, like, YouTube really starting to take off, and someone puts this link up saying, oh, I got the GTA 4 trailer, and you click on it, and it's never going to give you up.
That was the original Rickroll?
Yep. Because Grand Theft Auto 4 had just been announced, and it was very highly anticipated at the time.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember a couple things where people would post, like on April Fool's Day, they'll post something, yeah. And then you go, and it's you get Rickrolled.
The fact that it can still be done.
I think because people forgot about
later.
It. You know, it was 7 years ago, you know, it hasn't been referenced really, you know, it kind of died off. And then someone who I bet is just rolling in karma, fake internet points, is having a grand old time because they fucking Rickrolled everyone on Reddit. That's awesome.
Why wouldn't I have this? In
it's
my
a
iTunes?
Good song.
Well, it's a joke now, though. That's
no,
the,
it's good.
Like when during the Thanksgiving Day parade, I think it was in 2007 or 2008, Rick Astley jumped up on a float, and they started playing this, and he started lip syncing to it.
That's amazing.
Like the fact that he's going along with a joke says a lot.
That's so awesome. Did he do the dance?
Oh, he did.
Oh, yes. Did. That dance.
His advantage is that he looks the same. He hasn't changed at all since 1987. Voice too, like it makes
it's
sense.
Good.
It makes sense now that he's in his like 50s.
But he was like what, like 20 when he did that
song?
Yeah,
he was in his 20s and he was wearing these acid wash jeans that went up to his belly button,
and a suit jacket.
Yeah,
and that hair.
Well, he
and that dance.
They would the dance is where he's wearing like all denim and he's got the denim jacket. Or I think it was like a denim button-up shirt, and he's got the waist-high jeans, and then it would swap to, and that was during the day, and then they would have a night shot where he'd be wearing the suit jacket, and
okay,
because that's what you had to do in music videos. You had to change it up.
Oh yes,
back in the days of relevant music videos. But yeah, that's 7 years later. People are still falling for that.
That's really cool. I think I liked your status. But I don't think I actually went to it. I was just like, oh, you know, that sucks. And then I just scrolled down.
It's because a lot of people didn't realize that it was a joke.
That's really cool.
It's not on the it's not on the front page of Reddit anymore.
I didn't see it on Reddit. Yeah, I saw it when you posted it.
Yeah, it's fallen into obscurity now. It's probably still right now.
Reddit's quick. Shit changes.
Yeah, it's number two on our videos right now. Yeah, the title is A Sad Day Indeed. The original Rickroll video has finally been taken down from YouTube from a copyright claim. Now, I don't know if this is because I use Reddit Enhancement Suite.
Me too.
And first I see there's a little tag here that says verified, which I think the mods had to put there that there's a joke. But the second thing is that I don't know if just on like normal vanilla Reddit, if it will show the timestamp of a video. Because it says here, like at the end of the title, and then it says in brackets, 3:33. So when I saw that, that was like my first red flag, because I'm looking through all the comments, and I don't get what's going on, because I'm like, well, if it was taken down, then it would be 0:00, because it would be, there would be nothing there.
Yeah.
Unless they muted the audio, which never happens.
Or it could have been like a video of someone saying something about it, right?
I think the point was like linking to the original upload, which I actually don't even know if this is the original upload. No, it's not. It's from his Vivo.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Astley Vivo, October 24th, 2009.
Yeah, well, on my phone, I just have the Reddit is Fun app. So I just looked at the top from today, and it's the second, yeah, with 5,012 points. Sad day indeed. That's cool. And, oh my God, so many comments. I love just reading the comments. Joke's on you, it's blocked in Germany.
Yeah.
That's the top comment.
Right here, from Wikipedia. The first known instance of a Rickroll occurred in May 2007 on /V, 4chan's video game board, where a link to the Rick Astley video was claimed to be a mirror of the first trailer for Grand Theft Auto 4, which at the time was unavailable due to heavy traffic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The original, I remember this, the like the actual original video that was posted. Mm-hmm. For that song was taken down because this might have been around the time that Vivo came in and started claiming like actual music videos, like when you can see official music videos now on YouTube, it's through Vivo, but it never always used to be that way. And when Vivo came up and started becoming a thing, they would go and take down anyone that had uploaded a music video. So they could be like the sole
it was
uploaders.
Awful
or like the it record label would have to do it. Yeah,
I'm actually hearing stuff about that now, where if some of the people don't want to, excuse me, I feel like I'm going to burp. Now I'm yawning. Where some people some musicians don't want to be on a label that's going to be like the head of showing or broadcasting the video on YouTube, that they're going to get taken down. I heard like the Arctic Monkeys were going to be having their music videos taken down because they didn't want to partner up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they didn't want to assimilate.
That would be awful.
I haven't heard anything about that, though.
I haven't heard anything either.
That was news, and then it just wasn't news anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm still pretty sure you can find Arctic Monkeys on YouTube.
Let's check that right now.
Play.
That's still...
Something good.
They have their account, and then they have their Vivo account, which has...
Well, there's the Domino Records channel.
Oh, I'm just looking at the official Arctic Monkeys YouTube channel.
Oh, no, maybe that's it.
Yeah, and they've got... They've got all of their Vivo music videos, but it looks like it's a mix. This channel's uploaded its own, and there's a Vivo things here, too. Vivo's... That pissed me off when that became a thing, because it has ads. All the videos are ad-supported. You just never see them, because you're probably using a pop-up blocker.
Ad block. Yeah. Yep, because fuck you, ads.
Yeah. I actually turned ad block off on Facebook.
Why?
Because I wanted, because anytime I put a Talk Radio Meltdown ad running on Facebook.
Oh no, does it block it?
Yeah, well, I would never see them, so I never knew what they looked like. And I turned the blocker off, and I saw our ad running, and then I saw every other ad ever.
Yeah.
Running.
Facebook is trolling me with some ads right now. It's awful.
Yeah, like,
on my phone.
Well, I make it a point to not the company that I work for, the products that we have.
Yeah.
I don't like any of the pages.
Yep.
Like I just don't, like, it's just like I work there. I know what's going on. I don't need to see this. But they show up as ads. They show up as sponsor pages, and they show
really?
Up as like my friend. Oh, your friends likes this product, and then there it is. So
okay,
I can't get away from it unless I turn ad block back on. But.
Yeah, I guess my work has a Facebook. But, like, I never said, like, I work at this company. A lot of people I work with have, oh, I work at this company. But I'm still at the point where I kind of will post random stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I need to be associated with that on social media. So I say I'm a janitor at Talk Radio Meltdown. I'm going places. I'm a janitor.
I think I have our parent company for the place I work for. Listed, but that's also it's I'm not gonna say what it is, but it's a very well-known company.
Yeah,
everybody knows the name. It's one of the most popular companies out there.
It's the CIA.
And, yeah, yes it is. And I have my Facebook set to like ultra private, though. Like, if you're not my friend, you can't see, like, you can see my profile picture and my name, and that's about it.
So, like, I hate those people. How do you fucking look at their shit?
Yeah.
when they're fucking all...
And I had to go and, like, set it so, like, any retroactive post I put up doesn't show anything. And even if I have mutual friends, you still have to add me as a friend to see any, like, the status updates or anything. Apparently, I had mine, like, open publicly.
Mine's probably public. I should probably check that.
Yeah, everyone was able to see my stuff at some point.
I don't know if I'm afraid of my stuff. Oh my god, we didn't talk about this. On like Tuesday night, I heard a mouse in my ceiling.
You heard a mouse in your ceiling?
Between you and my, you know, your room and mine. Because the way the apartment is, we have two floors. And so I'm on the first floor, and Jack has a bedroom on the second floor. And Jack's bedroom is pretty much above mine.
No, it's not. My bedroom's actually above this room. See that grate right there? That grate goes... That
is. That oh, no. Bedroom, that's so. Wellison's room.
Wellison's got mice in his bedroom.
Oh, no. I don't know what he said.
Yeah,
as
very
he's
subtle
leaving.
What the fuck.
But, like, I mean, it could have been anything. Could have been a squirrel. Could have been whatever.
You think
no.
He's just walking?
No. The cats were going crazy, and you could hear it. It was a very distinct noise. Like it was small, but it was a very distinct noise.
Was it actually vocalizing, or was it just...
Just the scratching.
Yeah.
Just the scratching. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Have you heard it again, though?
I haven't. Not since then. I lived in a house in Millbury where they were going to build an addition, but, like, the contractor just fucked off with all the money. So, literally, there was a frame of the rest of the house. Now, the house, the portion we lived in, was completely sealed, but we had this addition just like hanging off the side of the house. So my bedroom was at the very corner, kind of near where those two bits met. And somehow something got into like the ceiling. And it sounded, I swear to God, like a raccoon or something. It sounded so big and so heavy. And every night it would run around my ceiling and it was awful. And then it would run around my wall.
Yeah.
It was so bad. Well, I hate that.
How does something get into the, because we're three floors up. How does that, how does
I
that
don't
happen?
Know. And it's weird because it's in between floors. Like, it makes so much more sense if they would get into the roof,
yeah,
or whatever, but it's in between our floors.
Yeah. It's just weird. That does not make any sense.
And I don't think there is much space between our floors.
Because I haven't heard of anything. I'm right next door to it, you know? I haven't heard or seen anything.
It was kind of near, like, halfway point into my bedroom, into the kitchen. Because my bedroom is off of the kitchen.
Yeah.
So it went from, like, the middle of my bedroom out into the kitchen and back.
That's
where he was running around. I haven't heard it since, but I was like, oh, fuck.
That's really weird.
That's awful.
I mean, because I'm right next door to that.
Yeah.
That means a mouse is just going to let itself into my bedroom and just...
I don't know. I don't know if it can get into that grate. I don't know how it got in.
Yeah.
We don't have holes. Like, this is a pretty well-maintained building, at least on the outside. I don't know how it got in.
Yeah.
Maybe he got out. I don't know.
There are a lot of cracks in the ceiling, though. It could just fall through one of those.
Oh, yeah.
The cats were going crazy, though.
It was so cute. Little Jacob kitty. He was looking at the ceiling all perplexed. Cassie was, like, just strafing around trying to figure out.
Yeah, when a fly is around here, Cassie will, she will go after it. It will be her duty to take down whatever's flying around here.
And it's hilarious because she's the sweetest cat.
Yeah.
She's terrified of me taking out a folding chair to help me get into the top shelf of a cabinet.
She's terrified of breathing.
But
Kate sneezed once and we didn't see her again for a week.
And then there's a fly and she's all of a sudden like the most fucking vicious thing ever.
Well, have you ever taken like one of her toys and just kind of like rubbed it on the ground to get her attention?
Oh, yeah.
Like her eyes, the way they dilate.
And she crouches. She just gets into this mode. And I'm like, how can you on one hand be like the pansiest cat ever? And then on the other hand, be a cat.
That's okay. It's funny because like, for example, Kate's dog is the biggest, literally one of the biggest dogs I've ever seen in person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like the Chucky Finster of dogs. He's afraid of everything.
Yeah.
And he couldn't defend anything to save his life, unfortunately. Like, I hear him like if he sees something, he'll bark at it. But if it comes close to him, he'll start to cower and won't actually like go after it. Cassie's like, she's afraid of everything. But then once she actually gets into predator mode,
it's all over.
Complete opposite.
And I really want to play fetch with her. Because at 11 at night, she gets really rowdy and she wants to play. And so she'll meow around the house and she'll bring me her toys. So I'll play with her. So the problem is, you know, she wants to run. So I stand on one side of the apartment and I try to throw it as far as I can so she can, you know, get her money's worth or whatever. And then she'll stop, she'll turn around and come back to me. And I'm like, well, good girl, you know, you chased the toy, but now I need to go across the apartment to continue playing with you.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you bring me back the fucking toy?
She doesn't play catch. She plays throw this at me.
Yes.
It's throw. That's what it is. It's not catch.
Yes,
it's just throw.
It's throw.
Or toss.
Yes. Yes. It's a game that very quickly gets tiring.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the other one will just kind of stare.
He likes catnip.
That's about it.
Well, he does. I've been putting catnip on the new scratching post.
Yeah.
And he's been hanging out on that scratching post. Has he been using it? Fuck if I know, but...
I saw him use it once. He knocked the thing down and dragged it around the room.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. This is really cattywampus right now.
It really is. And I think because, like, when I'm talking at work to people, they're like, oh, what's your plans for the weekend? And I'm like, well, my cat had a birthday. My cat's having a birthday. That's something I'm doing, like, and I'm that lady. I'm the fucking cat lady at 24.
You are going to be a cat lady once you're middle-aged.
Single, no kids, 80 cats.
Yep.
That's me.
Yep. Going to wherever you're living and just going to smell nothing but cat litter, hear nothing but cat meowing, and just cats everywhere.
Yeah. You're going to see him on Hoarders, Animal Hoarders.
Completely unrelated, but what do you think about Robin Williams?
I can't fucking believe it. I don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Like, it hit me out of nowhere. I haven't thought about him recently, you know, but he was someone that, I mean, I watched him my entire life.
Yeah.
You know, I loved Mrs. Doubtfire. Jumanji? Like, I loved his work. And, you know, and then I got a little bit older and that, like, 1 hour photo movie came out. And, I mean, I feel like a dick. I've never seen Good Will Hunting, but I probably should.
Yeah, it's a very good movie.
I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe things happened that way.
Yeah.
You know, someone who brought so many people joy and made people laugh. He made my childhood.
Man, anyone in our age group, we could associate Robin Williams with many of the things we had growing up.
How could someone that we love so much feel so alone and feel like they need to do that?
That's the thing, though. You never know.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad when a celebrity dies.
Yeah.
It really is. But this is one that's really hitting home with me because he was such a big part of my childhood. He seemed like this totally, like, beyond his own body, just this character. I mean, the genie, like, yeah. Just, I could list his fucking shit, like, everything he's done, you know? And the fact that he was hilarious and just funny guy.
Yeah.
And it's so sad, and I've been reading stories on Reddit. I read one today where someone's grandfather had killed his grandmother and then himself. So everyone went to the funeral, everyone was sad, and they ended up going out to eat somewhere afterwards. And they saw that Robin Williams was there. And they didn't do anything, you know, they just came in and kind of got their food and sat down. And Robin came over to them, saw that they were sad,
mm-hmm.
talked to them, and by the end he was making them laugh. You know, someone who was by himself and saw some sad people and went out of his way to make people happy.
I feel like it's such a subconscious thing with him too, you know?
And it's sad because now there's this huge movement about depression.
Yeah.
And how, you know, even if you feel like you don't need it, you got to seek help if you think that you've got it. Like, because it's such an unknown thing right now. We still don't really understand what it is. And it baffles me that someone like Robin Williams could have felt so alone.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like it's the really funny ones, you know?
They've got demons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've always got something going on but they do such a good job of keeping it to themselves.
It could be the origin of why they're funny. Why did they start being funny? You know, if people are laughing at you, you might as well give them a reason to laugh at you.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It could be anything. I know he had issues with drug addiction and he was planning on, you know, stopping being an alcoholic and his Parkinson's and all this stuff. I can't. It really makes me sad. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's awful.
You can't say that he didn't live a full life, though. I mean, yeah, he was 63. 63 is considerably young, but he has a full career.
Huge body of work.
Yeah. He did. I mean, he had a lot more coming up, but he's done so much that he left behind a really big legacy because you always hear about, like, when suicides like this happen, the people, the victim, I don't know if victims is the right word, but they're young, you know?
Yeah.
They're always, and if it's not suicide, it's just, or like an overdose or something.
Or,
like they always say, like the 27 Club, you know, like you got Kurt Cobain and Hendrix and Janis Joplin and all that. You know, that's young.
Was Amy Winehouse in the 27 Club?
Oh, she might have been.
Let me
look at she. I actually think she was.
And what makes me really sad is what happened to poor Zelda. Was Amy in the 27?
She was. Yeah, she was.
Yeah. I don't want to turn 27 then. I guess it's a bad year for
everyone. She almost wasn't. She was
really?
Less than 2 months away from turning 28.
Ah.
Yeah.
Fuck, then don't be on the cusp of being 28.
Yeah,
but
those people are always very young, though, and they're just, their careers are just starting. Or like Philip Seymour Hoffman, I mean, he was in his 40s, but he really didn't become the big in-demand actor that he was until less than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, Capote came out, and that was... Yeah. Capote came out, it was amazing, and all of a sudden, everybody wanted him.
He did some great work, but like you said, it was only for a short amount of time. Yeah. Robin Williams, I mean, he's been doing shit since before I was born.
Yeah.
More than my entire life, he's been working.
Yeah.
And making quality shit, and yeah, some stuff may suck, whatever, I don't know. Like, I don't know his full body of work. But there were so many gems
even if it wasn't good, just his performance usually was probably the only positive thing about it. Like, the last big thing he did was the Crazy Ones on CBS, which I didn't... I watched most of the only season of that show,
yeah.
but not all of it. But he made that show worth watching. The rest of the show was just bland. Like, I was actually... Anything that didn't involve him was boring. But when he came on... He was amazing, and he made that show. And that was like his vehicle for like getting back into television. And
yeah.
I was actually, I was a little sad when it got canceled because I really wanted it to have a chance and take off. It was by the guy that did Ally McBeal.
Oh,
and, David E. Kelly. So you kind of have to trust what he's always done really good television shows. So you would think this one would be good, and it unfortunately got canceled. And then when I heard that Robin Williams killed himself, I'm like, I wonder if, it seems like there were a lot of last straws, and I wonder if this was one of them, you know?
It makes me so sad. And then the fact that people are harassing his daughter.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? What the fuck is that?
It's humanity.
Like, that's really? Like, I understand you may feel anonymous behind, you know, the keyboard. And I may have brought this up when I was complaining about people being just so mean. You know, the... Mm-hmm. feeling of being anonymous and stuff, and it doesn't matter, like, where is the decency? Her father just he killed himself.
Yeah, there's always gonna
be people... The fuck would anyone think that is even acceptable, let alone funny or edgy or whatever the fuck? Like, I don't...
there's always gonna be people to do that. We've done that too. I mean, there's like when Paul Walker died, I was making jokes the second it happened. You know, people are always making jokes about that. This, I think, was one of the first times where I've gone now almost a week without cracking a joke about Robin Williams being dead. And I don't think I can in all good consciousness. I don't feel like... I don't know, I think you did one
and it was a little tasteless.
When?
When it happened. I think you
when
made
When Robin
joke.
Williams did?
I think you did.
Well, you weren't with me when that happened, so...
No, on Facebook.
On Facebook?
Okay, so.
All right.
And I was like, really,
Jack? Okay, that wasn't a joke. And
I forgot what you said,
And of course, everyone that saw it thought I was joking, and I wasn't. I posted a status update saying, I really hope they don't, the Hollywood or whatever, doesn't try to do Mrs. Doubtfire 2 now.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a joke. It was confirmed earlier this year that they were developing a sequel to that he was going to be in, that the original director was going to be a part of, and they were going to try to bring the original cast back. And
okay.
I was saying that because I was hoping that they wouldn't be like, oh, Robin Williams is dead. Let's continue to do it anyway. Try to milk it for what it's worth and get someone else to play Mrs. Doubtfire.
That could never happen.
Like Heath Ledger in Dr. Parnassus, how he died and then they had four different actors come in and take his place. Like, it was a sincere post, and of course, like, Mac from Night Foxes said something like, Jack, you're the worst person in the funniest way. It's like, dude, it wasn't a joke.
I took it as a joke, and I was like, wow, dude.
My first thought was, oh my god, they confirmed Mrs. Doubtfire 2. And I even looked up on Wikipedia, and someone had edited it to say the future of this movie is unclear with the passing of Robin Williams. It was a serious
okay.
thought.
All
I
right.
I forgot to bring that up on Talk Radio Meltdown, but it was not... I saw, like, people were saying that, like, the posting responses to it, and I'm like, everyone thinks I'm joking.
Well, I don't know with you. Like you said, with Paul Walker. And...
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was big news that Robin or Mrs. Doubtfire 2 was announced. I guess I was like the only person that saw that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
I mean, I seriously hope to God because it was in the pre-production stages.
And what's weird is I loved that movie growing up, and I recently watched it a year or two ago, and I definitely have a different feeling about it. You know, when I was younger, it was funny. You know, this guy cares about so much about his family. He wants to be around them. But I look at it now, and I'm just like, geez, this man is sad, you know? He didn't do well by his wife. His wife wants to move on. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to allow it. And he mentally scars his children. I was like, this is no good at all. Yeah. This is awful parenting.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. There's a listing on IMDb for Mrs. Doubtfire 2, but I doubt there's going to be anything that goes.
There couldn't be.
Yeah.
It was Robin Williams. That was the movie. You know? You couldn't have done it without him.
There's Variety.com just had an article. It's just titled Mrs. Doubtfire sequel in doubt after Robin Williams' death.
That's not, like, why the fuck do people feel the need to be, I don't know, kitschy or whatever? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. That's why I posted that, because, like, if you have to say in doubt, it's like, no, there should be no doubt about it.
Well, no, the fact that they're trying to just make puns or whatever. I hate the fact that articles are like that.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah. They announced that movie in April, so not that long ago.
Wow.
Not that long ago.
And he didn't want to be around for that?
He expressed interest in being in it, though, and the original director was tied to it. And the guy that wrote Elf was writing the script for it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it could have been really good. But
and it just...
Yeah, that's... See, it's
It just
Hollywood.
Brings me back to just... Yeah. Like, this is probably the first celebrity death that has really affected me.
Steve Irwin was really big.
He wasn't big on me.
It
sucked, but he wasn't big on me. But this is the one where it's really hitting home, because now the people that you watched growing up are dying.
That's what my
and
first...
And that is scary. Yeah,
that was my first thought is, well, we're getting old. Just to start, if Robin Williams is gone, that's...
You know,
that,
he was 63.
It's my dad's age.
You know, but like, and granted, it wasn't of natural causes, but this is going to be the start of it. And I remember my mom had me when she was young, and I remember when she'd tell me about all these celebrities who died, and she was so affected, and I didn't know what she meant, you know, and she was like, oh, you know, this person, and this old-timey show, and all this stuff. And now it's happening. People who are relevant in my life are dying. At least as far as celebrities go. Thankfully, I've been lucky enough to not have that happen in my actual life. But, like, what the fuck? Like, it's scary. It makes you think of your own mortality.
When Philip Seymour Hoffman died, that was bad. I think this one tops that one. But that was... When I saw that, that was depressing. Because I like him. I liked everything he was in, you know?
It was a bummer. I mean, I don't mean to rate deaths or whatever. I mean, it seems a little tasteless, but... Like I said, this was the first one that really affected me, and I'm still sad about it. I don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
It would be so, one thing if he had a heart attack and died in his sleep, but he took his own life. Like, I don't...
Celebrity deaths and hoaxes are always a big thing, and...
They are.
I was hoping it was a hoax.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Philip Seymour Hoffman. Then you go on Facebook and you see everybody posting about it. Wayne Knight, Newman from Seinfeld. There was a hoax about him a few months ago.
Really?
People were posting it on Facebook, and I saw probably four or five people posting on Facebook. Oh my God, Wayne Knight's dead, blah, blah, blah. And these are people that could not tell a satire site from an actual website.
Oh, I love those people.
Satire websites are very, very obviously satire. And there was like, someone made a website that was like tmz.info, which it was very...
.info.
Yeah, it was a very poorly made TMZ clone. And people were linking it like, no, TMZ is reporting it. I'm like, since when has the web address been tmz.info? Like, answer me that, please. I'm like, and why are there no other articles on this website? Why is the only one Wayne Knight dead? You know?
Clearly these people do their research.
Yeah, so I was really hoping Robin Williams would be a hoax, but it's, fortunately, it's not, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Rest in peace. My condolences to his family.
Yeah. And Zelda and his other kids. Zach and Cody. No sweet life jokes.
No.
No.
No, please.
All right. Well, I'll go to break. New song by Charlie XCX. You ever listen to her?
Nope.
Listen to them. Really good. I like it.
Should I have said that?
Nope.
I don't know.
I love them. We're not working for an actual music radio station where we could get fired for expressing our opinions on music.
That wasn't
and
an
bands.
Opinion. I've never heard of them.
Well, just saying, even like you work in music radio, you have to at least kind of pretend that you know what's you know the music and you know the artist and everything. But you don't have to do that here. If you don't know it, then that's fine.
Freedom.
Song's called Boom Clap. We'll be back.
Fuck it up, because if I have a good take and he likes it and you yell the word cunt, he's going to be pissed off and punch you right in the moob.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
The quickest way to get new episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown is by subscribing to the show on iTunes. TalkRadioMeltdown.com/iTunes. Each time we post a new episode, it will automatically download straight to your computer.
We're like a virus, but the good kind.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com/iTunes.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Cousin Joe Show strives for excellence in broadcasting.
Not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area.
The gold standard for broadcasters everywhere, Cousin Joe is always on topic and always on point.
Now I'm talking ourselves up.
Keep going.
Both funny.
Like where you going?
Which I don't say often about myself. Both funny. Creative. So, I lost my point.
Never short on words, he always knows just what to say.
I don't know how to put it without sounding gay.
He's an all-around honest guy, and not afraid to let you know just how he feels.
I don't get why people are so down on Hitler.
The key to Joe's success is his uncanny ability to bring you quality programming, night in and night out.
Record yourself taking a shit, and we're gonna play Guess the Shit.
You can listen to the Cousin Joe and his Big Fat Cock Show Thursday nights, 7 to 10 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
Featuring Jack Gill and Nicole Mossy.
So who is this?
This?
Yeah.
Straylight Run.
I'm liking it.
It's called It Never Gets Easier.
So. Oh my god, can you send that to me, please?
Yeah.
So I can wallow in self-pity.
It's from their EP, they put out a few EPs. Straylight Run is John Nolan and Sean Cooper from Taking Back Sunday.
Oh, okay.
This was the band that they formed when they quit Taking Back Sunday.
Alrighty.
It's not a band anymore because they're back with Taking Back Sunday, but this is from an EP they put out about 10 years ago. Very good EP, too. It's got Hands in the Sky, which is like their like one song that everybody knew. They're one of those bands that they're the people that go to the show to see the former members of Taking Back Sunday, and then there are the other people that go to the show that want to hear the one song that they know.
Yeah.
And they have to sit through a set of 12 other songs.
They don't know. They're like, I don't know what's going on.
I gotta find the name of that EP now. It's bothering me. I should know this.
It reminds me of when we went to Dickie Barrett's 50th, and I left before I could hear that one song that I knew from Clueless. Did they ever play it?
Yes, they did.
Ugh, and I left beforehand.
The EP is called Prepare to Be Wrong.
Hmm.
Yeah. That song was called It Never Gets Easier.
Never Gets Easier.
I could end the show with it if you'd like.
I probably shouldn't wallow in self-pity.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia article here, and it's listing, because on albums, it'll always say where the albums were recorded, and it lists two recording studios for this EP, and in the last one just says John Nolan's bedroom.
Ooh.
I believe Blink-182, their very first EP, was recorded in Mark Hoppus's bedroom, I think.
Really?
It was on a boombox too.
Well, when you know, for a little while when you were recording Talk Radio Meltdown, it was in your bedroom.
Oh yeah, never again.
Never again.
No.
Oh,
make sure wherever I go next, a entire room will be dedicated to
wherever you go next will not be where I go.
I know. Yeah, I dropped that bombshell on Nicole today.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, man.
So I gotta find an apartment.
Sorry, man. Hey, Kate, you know, I've been with Kate for like 27 years now, but we've never once lived together.
Yeah.
So, it's all part of growing up,
I guess.
But, that's the other thing, too. I'm not gonna dedicate a living room to doing the show. I like the way it's set up here.
Yeah.
But I kind of want a living room at the same time. You know, I actually want a living room that I can go in and it has a couch and I can sit down and watch TV in. Because when the more I think about it, it's kind of weird when, like, I have friends come over. It's like, hey, you want to go watch TV? Yeah, come out to my bedroom.
Yeah. So what are you thinking about getting, like, a two-bedroom and dedicating one room to this?
Yeah. Well, Kate also wants going a little too in-depth of the relationship here, but she wants a me, quote-unquote, me room in case things go sour. Mm-hmm. She can have a room that she can go and lock herself in to get away from me.
Okay.
So, because here that, it's here the, you know, the one bedroom or the living room.
Well, I call that the bathroom.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever.
I doubt I'll ever find an apartment that's got a cheap apartment with two bathrooms in it. But it's been very interesting living the Brady Bunch lifestyle in this apartment.
Because
there can be up to six people in here at any given time, and we're all sharing one bathroom or one toilet.
Oh,
actually, the Brady Bunch, they never had a toilet; they just had the bathroom, but they didn't have a. They didn't have.
They didn't poop.
Yeah, there was no toilet. There was no toilet. I'm just saying, just a total of. I mean, imagine if we have a party. And then we get, like, someone who just gets shit-faced and locks themselves in the bathroom and doesn't come out.
That's me.
What else? What do we do?
Pass out the window.
I don't want to do that.
Well, Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, but it's on a drawing board right now. But yeah, that's what's happening.
But anyway, not to bring down the show.
Yeah, Nicole.
That's what I do.
Speaking of bringing stuff down, you were not present at the More Like Radio event.
I wasn't. I had to fucking work.
But there were people. There were a lot of people wondering where you were.
Really?
Yeah. There were a lot of people asking where you were.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Who?
Everyone I talked to. Pretty much everyone there.
People know who I am?
Yeah, they were asking where you were. I said this during Talk Radio Meltdown, and I need to share this story again. Kate and I walk into the bar. We meet Marie and
yep.
Dee, and we're standing at the front talking to them. And then I promptly get lifted off the ground because that was Ash. Giving me his big, hulking, 7-foot-tall British hug of his. And then once he puts me down, some dude walks up to me and goes, "Jack Scrams, nice to meet you." And I looked at him and I just went, "What?
It's Scram."
I know. I didn't hear what he said. And then I saw Red sitting at a table. I'm like, "Excuse me." And I walked away. And then I had to have Ash point Scrams out to me again. I ended up talking to him for pretty much the rest of the event at that point. But yeah. He was one of the many people asking where you were.
Who else asked about me?
Everybody.
Stroke my ego, please.
Everybody.
Anybody. Just tell me names.
But anyone who's involved with More Like Radio, with the exception of Joe Coletta, asked where you were.
Joe Coletta did not ask where
I was. Joe Coletta didn't even realize that we were there.
Was he wasted?
Yo, he was done. He was done. He walked up to Kate and was like talking to her, not realizing she was Kate. And said he was trying to give her like Cousin Joe Show bumper stickers and stuff. And
that's awesome.
He had already given me a bunch and was trying to give more to her. And Kate just points to me and goes, "I'm with him." And then Joe looks back at me and then her and goes, "Are you Kate?"
Oh, jeez.
And she's like, "Yep." And he's like, "You colored your hair."
Oh.
And then he walked away.
Like he was a little not sober.
Yeah, but you were, and I'm not kidding. You were missed.
Oh,
yeah. But it was fun. It was a good time.
Cool.
Definitely. I don't want to say like maybe we could have stayed the night in Jersey, but we crammed a lot into one day because we went to New York City afterwards.
That's cool.
And went down and back all in one day.
That's a trip.
And into the Cape the next day.
Yeah. I mean, I had to work. I've been so busy at work. And then the fact I need to have my car checked out. And then I couldn't get anyone to go with me. Yeah. It wasn't working out. Yeah. I wanted to go, but life got in the way.
Life sucks, man.
Yep.
I fucking hate life.
Yep. The cereal's great, but the actual, no.
You know what I do? I drink. I drink my problems away.
Drank,
you probably shouldn't do that,
no,
though.
No, I drank on Sunday, and I drank really heavily, and it was bad.
Oh, you
did?
And
I haven't had any since, and I don't want to drink for a little while. I've been drinking a lot.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I have, like, one per night, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, the one I just had, that's all I'm going to have. And that's just a loosener, just for the show. That's just to get me into show mode.
Yeah, I was hanging out with Jackie for the weekend. I did the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, and then I did the a marathon watching of Mad Men, and we drank a bottle and a half of wine throughout the night, and I got just fucking obliterated.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I felt awful the next day.
Yeah. I don't know if you can answer this. In the state of New Jersey, we asked about this on Talk Radio Meltdown last night, and we couldn't get an answer. Do you know why in the state of New Jersey why you cannot pump gas?
I don't know. No.
Okay. Jackie was here last night while we were recording the show.
Yeah.
And apparently she was passed out in your bedroom.
Yeah, we were watching more Mad Men and we both fell asleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because we were sitting here and we're like, we weren't yelling, but all three of us were like, Jackie. Nah,
we must have passed out. Yeah, because I think we started watching right around when you started the show. And then I woke up right around when you guys were done.
how could you not hear us? I mean, the second half of the show was pretty belligerent.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
I don't know. Yeah. I passed the fuck out.
That's impressive.
Watching Mad Men.
If you can sleep through that, that's...
I was tired.
My friend Colleen was telling me how she can sleep through, like, loud noises put her to sleep.
That's really concerning.
That's, yeah. I can't, loud noises wake me up.
Yeah.
You know? See, I need the TV on to fall asleep. I can't fall asleep in absolute silence, but it needs to be the TV or music or something. Even music is testy. It's got to be the TV. But
I usually just put on some Netflix, yeah.
I woke up this morning to like a landscaper outside mowing the lawn, mowing the grass out in front of the building. And that's what woke me up, the sound of a lawnmower.
I had the rain wake me up the other day on Wednesday when it started pouring at like 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
That woke me up. I was like, how do you get woken up by rain?
Yeah, I had I got the air conditioner in the window right next to me, so I'll hear the rain hitting the metal on the air conditioner itself.
Oh, that must be louder. Yeah, I just hear it hit my windowsill.
Yeah, or I wake up to cats fighting or being otherwise extremely annoying.
No, they're adorable in the morning.
No, I'm trying to fall asleep last night, and all of a sudden I heard Calamity, and they were throwing each other around the bedroom. And the same thing yesterday morning, one of them tried to wake me up, because she knows when my alarm goes off, so if she hears it go off, she'll start meowing.
Yep.
And
at least they wait.
Yeah.
At least they wait until your alarm goes off, but anytime after that, they know you're fair game. They know you're awake and just pretending to be asleep.
Yep. So they heard me, and then they started throwing each other around the room, and I picked both of them up, showed them the door, and closed it on them. And then an hour later, I opened the door again, and they're both sitting in the same spot
just
that I left
waiting.
Them. They were probably just sitting there staring at the door, just like, he's coming. He'll be out.
It's weird.
He'll be here.
Jacob used to hop on top of places I didn't want him to be because he'd knock shit over. On top of my dresser, on top of my vanity, whatever, whatever. Now he claws at the bottom drawer of my dresser. Yeah. And I don't know why, because there's nothing in there. There's pants. Like, what do you want that's in there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they've,
I don't know.
They've gotten better at not jumping up on stuff.
He was really bad with it. He used to, because my room was in a place where I didn't have a door, so you could hop on top of the refrigerator from the kitchen and then hop through the little sheet I had separating my room, because it was technically the dining room, and he'd just hop on my dresser and knock everything off.
Yeah.
And I've got, you know, hairspray and lotions and who knows what I have up there.
You don't even know there's a surface to the dresser. It's got so much stuff up there.
Well, there are some surfaces, but I have stuff on there. But yeah, I had like a jewelry box or whatever, and he just did not care.
Yeah.
He was just all up in everything.
Yeah. I think once he realized that every time he tried to do it in front of me and I would just go and pick him up and place him on the ground.
Yeah.
I think he finally got the hint. He learned quickly, though.
I should get him
spray bottle?
No, I don't think so. I think I should get him something that he can, like, play on, like, one of those little cat trees or whatever, because they like being higher up, and they don't have many places here. I should probably get one when I find my new place, but,
yeah,
you know, just give him something where he can look around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's the other thing, is Kate wants an animal, like a cat or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have lucked out with the two cats that are here, because A, they have no teeth, so they can't chew anything up if they want to, and there's wires abound everywhere. Like, my big fear moving in here was all the stuff for the show. I'm like, oh, the cat's going to chew it up. Never had a problem.
I had to keep telling them, like, you don't have to worry about that. Like, they'll scratch shit up before they're going to bite it.
Yeah. And they're both just really relaxed and everything. They're both...
They're adults.
I've never seen a cat like Jake who will actually respond to you. Like, if you look over and you're like, Jake, come here, and he'll... And actually just walk over to you.
Oh, he doesn't do that to me.
He'll look up at you and be like, what?
He looks at me, but then he looks away. But he's 9, you know. Cassie's like 4. Jake's 9.
She's 6.
She's 6?
Yeah.
She's 6. Even more. Yeah.
He's older than you think.
They're adults. How the fuck do you know how old that cat is? I've been living with her longer.
Wellson told me.
Oh. And he laughs from the kitchen. Whatever.
Look at that. He's dancing again.
He does that. Say hi to everyone while he's in and he dances to the microphone. Oh, one of my favorite moments.
Yeah. We're at the end of the show almost. Oh. But I've had the repair window for a Hyundai dealership open. Because I got to take my car to the dealer to get it fixed.
That sucks.
So my old, I've the two cars I've had in my short life are both Hyundais. And both of them, the driver's side sun visor broke.
You're too rough with it.
I don't know what,
You're yanking around.
You take the thing and you pull down on it and you move it down, right? Like that's all you do.
Yeah.
Somehow they break when I do this. The first one, I kind of got mad and ripped it off its little mount.
I did that to myself.
But this one and my current one, which actually has wires going through it because it's got a light in the mirror, I kind of noticed it wasn't like going up all the way because like you kind of put it up and then like it'll kind of smack to the top, kind of yes. Like has a spring in it.
Yep.
Well, mine wasn't doing that. It would hang a few inches down. But it would stay in place. So today I go to pull it down because the sun's in my eyes, and I just heard a really loud crack, and the thing
like
just
like a plastic crack.
Yeah. And it was suddenly loose and would just stay down, and I couldn't get it to go back up. And it was, of course, you're driving, so it's a problem. So I pull into when I get back into town, I pull into the parking lot of the Stop and Shop. And I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with it. And I noticed the thing is like moving around on the bar, which it's not supposed to do.
Yeah.
So I was able to pull the thing off because the plastic connector just broke somehow. Nice. I don't know how it did that, but it broke. And what's worse is that when the thing came off, there are two wires inside that you put them together, and that's what triggers the light to come on. And yep. The connector to one of the wires broke. So. Now I got to get this fucking thing fixed. And it's like, I want a sun visor on my car. My car is in reasonably good condition.
Well, not only that, but they're incredibly handy, especially at this time of year.
Yeah.
When you're driving in all sorts of directions, especially, you know, at the hours that we do.
Yeah.
You need it.
Yeah. Like, it's had a door on it replaced because someone backed into it and thankfully damaged only the door.
The bumper.
Yeah, the bumper's been
remember
replaced.
Remember when that happened? God. The snow and we had plows.
Yeah, then like I come outside to find my car moved about 6 inches to the left, and I'm trying to figure out why because I don't park that terribly. It's like, oh, something moved it.
I'm getting all nostalgic now.
I just fixed that bumper too. The replacement was recent, and it's not even painted. I've got a black bumper.
Yes.
On my red car.
I love it.
But now this visor's broken, and this isn't something that I can just fix on my own. It's not a father son project. Like my father,
oh, yeah.
My father was so happy to help me replace the bumper on my car.
Well, this is electrical at this point.
Yeah,
I'm just wired.
I think would have been so much easier if that fucking single little wire, the connector didn't break off of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not happy about having to spend the money on this.
Yeah, I can imagine.
If you're like. This is what's great about having MS, too. The constant stream of bills from the hospital that come in because of the appointments every 6 months and MRIs every 6 months that they charge you for. You pay one bill, and then you got another $200 bill waiting for you. So I got that on top of now cars. So
welcome to being an adult.
Yeah. People pay bills every month. I pay twice as much because of my stupid spinal cord.
Damn you.
Hey, but at least I'm not dead.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, on that note.
Yeah.
I didn't do this last night. I don't know. I didn't play the little outro that we usually play.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was I don't know. I don't know why I didn't play it. But I'm not going to play it again tonight. But I am going to end with that song that we were talking about when we came back from break. The Straylight Run song.
Yeah.
If I can find it. But I think we'll be here next week in theory.
In theory, I don't think I have anything going on, yeah.
Episode 20.
Oh.
Of Chatty and Wumpus. We finally made it to 20.
Look at that.
In theory. And the cats are fighting.
As if on cue.
Okay, here we go. The song is called It Never Gets Easier. It's by Straylight Run. We'll We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Again.